The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. We have a really super exciting show for you today and a topic that I'm really looking forward to talking about with some very special guests. So the topic we're going to discuss today is Truth Bomb, the topic that no one wants to admit. My special guests expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. They have done this over the last past 10 years. They've interviewed over 1,500 plus people worldwide, searching for the truth, exploring the spirit world on a global movement to assist with the ascension of our planet. April and Jay Mata, spiritual entrepreneurs, founders and hosts of Spiritually Raw, founders of Ascended Masters, and so much more. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you very much.
So much for having us.
Nice to see you.
So excited to be here and so grateful.
Yeah.
Yes. And I just want to tell you, I'm so grateful to meet you because here it is, such a small world. And at the same time, you guys have been around for a long time, being active and visible. And just recently, I was introduced to you, and I was introduced to you by Pia and Colin, you know, my...
Oh my gosh, I love them.
Right? And so that's how we found out about you guys. And I was looking forward to being on your show the other day when I got my time zone screwed up. Here we are, and you guys are here on this show today. And so I'm really excited to talk to you about your journey and about us taking our planet back.
100%.
Yes, exactly. We're all on a mission.
and you know, I really admire you so much as a couple. You know, it's something when a masculine and feminine energy are together on the same vision and goal and supporting each other in their spiritual growth and in their evolution. So that's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's an understatement.
Oh my gosh, that is such a miracle because, you know, a lot of relationships, you know, they go through, you know, triggers and they lose their vision, lose their goal, and they don't stay in alignment with each other. But when you have someone like the two of you that have been around and have been focusing on a common vision and a common goal, how awesome is that?
Thank you for that. Yeah.
It is such a blessing on so many levels when you can wake up and you're resonating on the same energy. You're resonating on the same vibration. Your thoughts are perfectly in alignment with one another. There's no disconnect. And I'm not saying that we don't have our ups and downs. I'm not saying that we haven't gone through the major waves of
any relationship.
And then you compound that with being business partners. So
yeah, I'm kidding.
On the surface, that could be a recipe for disaster, or it could be a recipe to literally help change and alter the course of humanity.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, you have to be able to dance in the fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
The two of you have to be able to meet and be able to dance in the fire and hold space for each other and know how to communicate with each other, know how to work together, you know, as a couple. But then also, like you said, as spiritual entrepreneurs, as business partners. And, you know, that takes a lot of
practice.
It does.
It takes a lot of practice.
Well, and then you got to learn how
and
to,
patience.
You got to then, you know, cause we're both type A, we're both business people on our own before we even met. And so we both had our own businesses. So we're both in that personality, right? So then you have that And that takes a while for, you know, each other to stop getting in each other's lanes, right? And yeah. So you gotta figure out, okay, well, all right, this is your gig, I'll stay out. You know what I mean? This is your side, I'll stay out of it kind of thing. And then then when you get to that point, that's where it's like you start to, you know, you get the groove. And it's just, you know, it's good. Like it's a game changer. We definitely strive to bring Cornelia the masculine and feminine aspects to it. As I was picking up the poodle, as you saw, but it was as that, you know, we really, a little white poodle. Yeah. So we definitely strive to bring both sides to it, but yes, it's work in progress. I mean, it's a daily journey.
It's a daily, not just like, okay, let's give it this month, the best shot we got, because that's going to fail. If you do that, it's every day you wake up and you have to literally be on your best behavior, because you can cross each other's toes very easily if you're not conscious of your thoughts, if you're not conscious of your verbiage, if you're not conscious of just your actions, right? Because you're working together in a very high level, high energy, and also just a high mental state all the time. So
and then just always finding that balance too. You know what I mean?
That's the ultimate. Yeah. It's really just finding the balance.
That's a cool life's journey, I think, we signed up for.
I think that's a victory. I think you guys deserve an award. I mean, seriously, you know, it's a lot, because, you know, with the work that I do and with the work that I teach, I mean, I remind people that, you know, we as women have had to learn how to be. I don't know if you can relate to this, April, but we've had to learn how to be women again. We've really had to learn
100% true. 100% true.
We've had to learn how to be women. And that means that, you know, in our masculine yang, where before it was like all go, 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 do, 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 and, you know, getting it done and that whole thing. But then learning how to allow that inner feminine, that goddess, to come into balance, like the word that you use, Jay. So learning to become women. And then for the men, I find that for the men as well, for the men really to own their inner masculine and be in their strength and in their hero and in their masculine energy of support and love and intuition.
Yeah, for sure. And then from a man's perspective, though, it is important. And the journey I get to learn is that really that there is a lot of that. Mm-hmm. You can't effectively do it without both. In today's world, in today's time, you can't. You have to have, and I'll just refer to it as energy for this conversation, but you have to have both energies there. You know, if you have all masculine, some guy just trying to do his thing, some girl just trying to do their thing, that's good. You know, and then, but when you bring it, when you can tie in or tap into those sources together, whether that's you individually can tap into both masculine, feminine, which people can do that, they can balance themselves out, or they bring it in as two people, however that shakes out. You got to bring those. You got to bring those forth, because, you know, I personally am seeing that because of the suppression of the feminine aspect of things has really stopped a lot of the prosperity for people. You know what I mean? And I really, if I were to pinpoint anything that I've learned over the last years doing this, it's that fact that, you know, people aren't prospering because they don't have the number one. They get the pressure put on them from the masculine side of things. They don't get the nurturing aspect to be able to be comfortable, to be able to take those kind of steps. So when you tie in the feminine energy of it, again, I'm learning it as a man's perspective, is that, you know, that's where people can start to have breakthroughs. That's where they can see real breakthroughs from there.
That's what I meant when it's hard to be able to do that, especially on both sides, not just on the male side, you know, to step back, and because a lot of men like to suppress their female partner and not let them blossom, right? So there's that energy, right? And then similarly, like you were saying earlier, the female energy, especially if you're a female entrepreneur, you're like, I am woman and hear me roar. And no one is going to step in my way. And you're either on board or get the hell out of my way, right? So now you have to kind of take a step back, because we've been, you know, had that mentality, that very masculine, that very strong, that very firm, like, you know what? We're gonna get this done, and, you know, come hell or high water, right? You know, especially like if you're a strong female and you're a female entrepreneur, you have a lot of that masculine energy inside of you. So it's also for us finding that balance of when to step back and then let the other shine through, and vice versa.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you both are doing a beautiful dance together, a beautiful dance, both, you know, learning how to flow with each other in that way. And that's why I said that's a miracle, because, you know, a lot of couples today don't have that. So you guys are definitely way showers in that on the planet as well with all the other things that you're doing. So one thing I wanted to ask you, April, is are you one who is good at asking for what your needs are and getting them met?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I would say that's like a learned, I don't know if you want to call it a learned behavior or learning lesson more than anything. No, because I've always been, ever since I was little, I always, from like as young as I can remember, I always knew I was going to grow up to be an entrepreneur. Like when I was like 6 and 7 years old, I had the Kool-Aid stand. And when I was in grammar school and into middle school, I was selling candy and gum to my friends. You know what I mean? I was always looking to hustle, right?
No, pot?
No, none of that. And just gum and candy. And, you know, so I was always hustling constantly. And I just thought that's normal because my mom is, well, she passed away, but her energy was so strong, even though they were married. My mom and dad were married for 66 years before they both had passed.
Wow.
Yeah. And both of my parents were very strong-minded. My mom, though, on the other hand, she was a quintessential Italian mother. Like, she does not put up with any BS from anyone. And she'll sniff you out in a second and call you on the carpet. And then she'll, you know, if there's something wrong, she's the first to cut you off the legs and watch you bleed to death. Mm-hmm. So basically, I grew up with that energy of my mom, just super strong. But she never had she had the balance, you know, because she let my dad always lead. But she also let everybody know I'm the boss, you know, yeah. So it took a long time to step back and realize.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, hasn't it? Especially like over this last decade. And so I want to set this up now so that we can go deep into the conversation with what you all have been doing, with what we're doing here on the planet, and, you know, where we're going, right? So when you guys started doing your Spiritually Raw interviews, started in the beginning, interviewing the people, you know, exploring and looking at these controversial topics and the various spiritual truths that were being uncovered. You've seen a lot. You've seen a lot. You've had to witness a lot. You've had to be with a lot. And so was that a calling? Like, how did it begin when that call first came to do this?
So we were in the financial services business, and, you know, we've always been blessed with the ability to be able to be entrepreneurs and do well, you know, prosper like that. Right. So we had a prosperous business and wasn't really soul fulfilling at all. So what happened was, is that after about 10 years of running that, we decided to sell it. And, you know, just, and because we were on a spiritual journey, we both knew that there was something spiritual. Right. And so we knew that there was, and it was not just like, oh, okay, because people are saying it. I mean, there's this feeling, Cornelia, there's this knowing, there's this like, oh man, what was that? Right. And so when you walk, and I always share this just to illustrate, but when you walk into our financial services office, if you visualize a traditional office of that nature, ours looked more like an ashram. It had a Buddha, Christ, a Kuan Yin, a waterfall running, crystals, whatever. Right.
So that's lucky bamboo.
Lucky
everywhere.
Bamboo. So that's the experience you'd walk into our office. So we sold it because we figured, okay, look, you know, the internet's coming. This was like in 2009-10. It's like, we're going to have to learn to do business on the internet at some point. So this might be a good time while we're at the top of our game here. So we sold it and really wanted to learn about the spiritual side. So a couple of things, how the show transpired, we felt like, okay, talking to people who have gone through this and have really studying this a lot is a much better use of our time than to be able to sit there and read all these books about what and what, because we'll never learn at all. But if we can have like a 30, 45 minute conversation with someone and they can give us 20 years of what they know on that, I said, we can download really fast. So we
work well on Cliff Notes.
We work very well on Cliff Notes. So we were able to do that. And the other part about it, which I think back now, not so much then at the time in the moment, but think back now, getting back to our previous conversations, this has always been just the most incredible therapy, I would say, for both of us, you know, as we're talking through it. This is like every couple should have their own show. Seriously, anybody in a relationship, because this is how you, this is literally, you're watching catch and release real time. You're watching these is like the literally the ongoing healing process that everybody needs, the how they manifest things. So this is good things to do. So so I would say those are the things, you know, and then this, and those conversations turned into a show. So then the show turned into a title called Spiritually Raw. And then that turned into a business. And here we are today.
Yes. And you've seen a lot throughout that time, haven't you? Things that you didn't know before that were under the carpet, if you will. Exactly. Because, you know, we've had to, you know, on this enlightenment journey, becoming enlightened beings, becoming enlightened masters, we've had to be able to, you know, look at the darkest crimes of humanity and be able to, you know, see what's going on, and so that we can integrate those polarities, right? And come back to shining our light, right? So and being with both the dark and the light. And I want to take this into the discussion. When my first time, when I remember when I started my ascension journey in 2007 is when ascension started calling me, the word ascension started calling me. But before then, I already had, in 1993, I had a very deep, intimate experience with the Holy Spirit. So I had that, but not until, and then I went back out into corporate, but not until the end of 2007, until the early parts of 2008. Then that's when my spiritual journey began in earnest. Ascension work. And so then in 2011, I remember where I was when my paradigm completely shattered. Where before I thought, you know, on the spiritual journey, we were, you know, that was back in the day when we were looking at butterflies and unicorns and oracle cards and all of that. And that was all lovely. And that was a beautiful paradigm. And then all of a sudden, there was a whole nother paradigm that was there that where my, you know, beliefs really became shattered. And I had to sit with that for a moment. So I remember exactly where I was when I found out about the false light. This is my whole, this is my whole part. So I want to find out from you where you were. Do you remember the time where you were when you were awakened to the false light?
I think actually for me personally, that came in doses throughout my life, right? So when I was younger, I always felt energies. We played with the Ouija board a lot when I was younger. We didn't realize that we were drawing on a lot of negative energies until one day when we were playing with it and I had a very clear message and it was very F-U-C-K. And started out, like F-U-C-K, and then it went into like a sentence, and we both were like, or all of us, it was like my friends. I grew up in a neighborhood that we all played together, right? It was the best street to grow up on. It was a bunch of girls my age, like within a year up or down from me. And that was like really, really strong. We knew we were dabbling in the stuff that we shouldn't have been dabbling in. But even before that and during that, so throughout my whole life, I've always had really spiritual experiences and I always knew there was this positive and this negative and people would refer to the, you know, God and the devil. So I went through all different, I experienced, you know, I grew up Catholic. So I've had the catechism and the confirmation and then I changed to like Protestant. And then I tried like, I tried so many different religions in between trying to find something that had made sense to me. And then I would say when we started the show 10 years ago, we really started the show out of our own selfishness.
Personal journey, right?
Yeah, because we had our own, we were having so many intense spiritual experiences together. And we were like, where's this coming from? What does this all mean? Why is this happening to us? Does this happen to other people? And so we really went on this journey to get our own questions answered. And throughout that process, that evolution, we've met so many people and we learned so much. And of course you hear, and back then too, we've interviewed a lot of Satanists, Luciferians, all the way to Catholic priests and everything in between.
Wow.
Yeah, and at the time, you looked at Satanism as, okay, you know, it's like very, it's not something you talk about, but I really want to know what's going on. But it wasn't to the level that it's at today. Like the people that we interviewed weren't sacrificing babies. They just had a different philosophy and interpretation of what that meant to them. And it wasn't until, so when we first launched the show 10 years ago, we ran it for 18 months. And the only reason that we had stopped it was because so many people were asking us, how are you guys making money from broadcasting? And then in the beginning, we were just telling people how to do it, right? And then we're like, well, why don't we just turn that into a business? So we did. And we went into a consulting business. And the consulting side of it had gotten so busy that we weren't able to run the show and do the consulting at the same time. So we stopped the show. Fast forward to March of 2020, we decided it was time to relaunch the show. And we basically started from ground zero, you know, because all those years went by in media, everything had completely changed. So we started a YouTube channel that took off. I mean, that went from zero to like 50,000, literally in like less than six to eight months. And through that process, we interviewed a lot of people, including Gene Decode. We had many interviews with Gene, and Gene is really the one that started the whole eye-opening experience. And I, at that time, before we started interviewing Gene, I was also watching Linda Paris, and she was interviewing Gene, and I was watching those interviews about the Dumbs and the true form of what's going on, the Satanism. And then that just exploded, and you know, the rabbit hole started, and here we are today. So did we realize the effects of the dark, deep energy back then? I can't say we did. No, we understood the on the surface, but no, I don't think anybody, very, very few people back then really knew to what the depth and the darkness and the just the evil was until it started to become exposed really, really in the past 2 years.
Yeah, I would say so too. And then the other thing too is that, you know, getting through this, we were able to, in dosages. So for me, you know, Cornelia, it's been in dosages like that, but I'm looking at it, I'm watching people, I'm talking, I'm sitting back and listening, and, you know, like we say in our show, listen, take what you want and throw the rest away, right? So it's just someone's opinion, and we're just here to bring it out. But, you know, you find out then these people are sharing their stuff, and then you get to be eye open throughout that process. I know, like, it's, for example, eye-opening. Like, you know, like when we first considered coming back to do the show again after those years of consulting, it wasn't like, all right, let's do the show. Okay, let's go. I mean, it was probably about a year.
Oh, Jay didn't want to do it.
I came kicking and screaming.
And
I'm like,
I don't really want to do it again.
I'm like, this is good. I was in my business mind, and you know, the ego plays in there. Hey, we're doing great here. We got a great business, blah, 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 blah. But I came kicking and screaming. So it took about a year. And then finally it was one of those moments of like, will you leave me alone if I do it kind of thing. It was like that, you know what I mean? And then I went into it and I realized, you know, hey, that's part of that false light that keeps you into a trap of like, you know, hey, no, you just worry about that business because that business is what you need to do because that business is, you know, making you a ton of money and you're going to be great with that. You don't worry about anything else. That's false light. I have to tell you, experiencing that, because I wish 2 years ago, look, hindsight's better than any, but listen, here we are 2 years later. It'll be 2 years where we're at now. So I saw that. And then the other thing I start to see, which is another huge thing with false light, is I'm looking, because we, you know, like anything, you're a business. And so you network with all these spiritual groups, like you said, the rainbows, the fairies, the unicorns, leprechauns, whatever, right? And you're in these groups. What I saw a trend of, I'm not saying everybody was like this, but what I saw a very unnerving trend of was a lot of the love and light spiritual people that were projecting in these groups were, hey, this is great, kumbaya and everything, but you're not allowed to make money because you're spiritual and you're not supposed to prosper because of your message. And we saw a very disturbing trend of that. Very
and
disturbing.
It's still very prominent.
That is
false light.
That's false light the way I see it.
Yeah.
That's false light. And you see that. And you know, we wanted to, so for us, just being from a point of like balancing and learning that balance and really getting connected to our sources. I mean, you know, through, you know, whatever levels we do, the show, the personal inner journeys, whatever that may be, using discernment. But we were like, hey, you know, maybe this is our thing. And I actually shouldn't say maybe. I really believe it's our thing. I think it's okay. I think it's okay for people to realize. And I think that is why you see 97, 98, 9% of the world, Cornelia, they don't have what they want. Mm-hmm. They're still not prospering. They have not had the breakthrough in life. You only hear about it. Why can't the other people do that? And they can't. It's just the mind shift. It's what's happening is you're getting a lot of these false light workers, right? I mean, I know this is really big for you. You really, April's really opened up my eyes. She's really thought about this a lot too, and wanted to really bring this out. So this is your brainchild. But it's really just about, hey, you know what? There is a lot. We need to really get out there and say, hey, you know what? We need to expose these people.
It's like an epidemic. Know?
Yeah. We need to expose these people that are selling other people like, hey, you got a gift. You should not be charging.
Right.
You got messages. You should not be charging for that.
Mm-hmm. Especially within the spiritual community. It's a really big epidemic where people will say, well, you can't be spiritual. You can't have both. You know, if you're egotistical, all you care about is money. You should be doing everything you're doing for free.
God will provide. God will give you what you want. Right? You know what I mean? Don't worry. You just do your part.
Exactly. That is not coming from a higher source. That is coming from a very low vibration.
Yeah, that's coming from a hijacked. It's actually a hijacked energy. I call that a hijacked energy. Which you know, when we look at the root of that, that's been around in the religious programming for a long time with shame and money. Money, you know, that if you have money, if you're prosperous, then you know there's shame in that, and that's why
it's all evil. How about that one? How many times have you heard that?
Oh yeah, you know, and I was just, you know, I lead this spiritual meetup group for women where we're working on wealth generation, and just yesterday they were, you know, one of the women there was really releasing a lot of energy because she was noticing how she was still holding on to that old root of not owning her wealth, not owning her prosperity, not owning her light, not owning her spirituality, because it doesn't fit to be poor and to be in light.
It's a disconnect.
So that doesn't fit. So, you know, that's the paradigm that I was talking about earlier when my paradigm shifted, you know, with the unicorns and the butterflies and the light worker community, that new age community I was first part of during my early days of ascension, where, you know, that was great. But then I saw that there was a whole nother world, a whole nother program going on. And I had to go deeper, really, to claim my sovereign power, to claim my divine birthright, to really own it and you know, call it forth and not be passively sitting on the sidelines, you know, giving it up in prayer and sitting and waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head when you said birthright. It is our birthright for everyone in the entire universe to be happy, healthy, and wealthy. That is our birthright. Anything other than that is lots of negative programming that we've been brainwashed to believe you can't have all of that. And if you do, you are not authentic. That you're egotistical, that you're only out for yourself when the exact opposite is really true.
It's so true that you say it that way, because then there's this whole, a lot of spiritual new agers think that, you know, we are the gods and goddesses and, you know, that's it. And we can co-create like that. Well, okay. So that's great. So gods and goddesses should be pretty, the way I understand them, they can create whatever they want. So why are you blocking that? You see what I mean? So why are you saying things like that? Why should you do that? One tip we do, and I tell people this already, because if you've got, okay, so here's where we're at, 2021, right? And if you got your, in your mind, if you're like, my life has got to change. I mean, this is not anything other than my life has got to change and I've got to prosper. The biggest thing you got to do is you got to disconnect from those energies. When people engage us in conversations about, oh, you got messages, you got fantastic messages, you know, people shouldn't have to pay for this or that, our response is delete. Whatever they are, we delete them. We do not engage anybody in those comments because we feel like we are coming from a place of strong, high integrity. And this is our mission. This is what we're supposed to do. And you know what? Listen, this is how we operate, right? And so, and we tell other people to get away from those people that are like, oh, I can't pay my bills either. Get away from all that. Delete that. Get it out of your life and get it out fast, because energies are changing right now. I think we can all agree on that part. Energies are changing right now. So you gotta make some choices in your life.
Yeah. You know? And you know what you're talking about is you're talking about those strong boundaries and what world are you creating? It's whatever wolf you're feeding.
Yeah. So exactly.
Right. It's what you've got to put up those strong boundaries. You gotta have your sword of truth and you've got to cut that out. So I look at it, like I said earlier, from a hijack perspective, that whatever isn't, you know, because I know the definition of what it means to be sovereign to me. And so, you know, having those clear, clearly defined what that means, like you said, April, that it is our birthright to be happy, to be financially sovereign, to be in our wealth, to be in our health, to embody the new earth, to, you know, birth the new creation. This is our birthright, but we have to first own it. We have to first take ownership of it and cut away every single thing that isn't that.
Yeah,
exactly.
You got to. And like, a vision board's not going to just do it, everybody. You got to do your part. You just can't sit and stare at a boat. You know what I mean? You got to just take some action too. You got to maybe try to test drive one. You got to think about it. You got to think about, okay, if I were to get a boat, like what are the types of businesses I could do that could get me? You got to stir up that energy. You just can't be like, there you go. Okay, wait now. Wait, raise the vibration and wait, it'll get there. It's not going to work like that. It just doesn't. You got to do your part. You got to step up and do your. If we're co-creators, co implies that we got to do our job too.
Together. Yeah. So, you know, this false light thing, I think, is a really important piece for us to talk about, you know, and I know I definitely want to have a further discussion. You know, we're going to just cover what we're covering today, but definitely have y'all come back where we can go deeper into this, because I know, like, you know, again, enlightenment is a destructive process, and everything that we thought was true, we discover, you know, through our own awakening journey, that wow, what we thought was true really isn't true, and that everything changes and it's all changing. So we peel away, like you said earlier, April, where it comes in doses, we peel away the layers of the onion until we get to where there's nothing left but pure creation, pure beauty, pure raw new beginnings, you know, from that place. And that's the place that we as enlightened beings are here now to bring our light to that space and create from there. Would you say that's?
I would say you absolutely nailed it on the head. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. You know, we all chose to be here during this time. Yeah. Everybody is on their own mission. And now, especially with everything that's happening globally and the energies, there's a dividing line. You can either take the path of love or you can take the path of fear. And the choice is yours. Whatever the choice is, you know, that's your choice. And we're not here to say your choice is right or your choice is wrong. We're just sharing from our experiences
what we have found
to better our lives and to make it more harmonious. Because ultimately, that is the goal, right? The goal is to be happy and to live harmoniously. And if you can find a formula for you that gives you that, then you know you're on the right path.
Yes. And that is actually the new way to offer and end and heal the separation, what you just talked about right there. You know, healing the separation, stopping the division. We as light workers are here to build those bridges and be in a space of unconditional love and offer that unconditional love and compassion, even if we don't agree.
You know, that's so true, Cornelia. And I think the best way for change, like just to give you an example, you know, when we were going through this metamorphosis of really discovering the dark depths of the satanic world.
Yeah.
You want to go out and tell everyone. You want to stand at the top of the roof and be like, oh my God, you need to listen to this, right? And then all of your friends and family members, you want to shake them upside down so you feel like they get it, right? And then you realize one day you wake up and you're like, that just backfired.
Right.
They're not talking to me anymore.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to, I just lost my train of thought where I was going with that,
The friends and family are, it backfired. You talked about the backfire.
Yeah. So you have to find out what, okay. So this is what I was about to say, sorry. So what I realized throughout all that was, to create change is the best way to do it is to show people the own change in yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, you gotta listen to me.
Right.
Show people the change yourself. And they're going to be like, geez, something's working for them. And I'm not exactly sure what it is, but
I'd like to find out.
I want to know a little bit more of what they're doing.
And I'm going to add to that by saying way showing modeling, you're the model and you're showing how it's done. And now show them the wealth too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and I want to really, because there's so many people, Cornelia, on this one right here. Okay. So there's a new global currency reset happening. Don't worry. Tomorrow you're going to be independently wealthy. There's these currency revaluations happening. Don't worry about it. It's happening. Just I'll call you in a few minutes. It'll happen then. So you got this is, and I'm not invalidating those things that may or may not happen. That's not what I'm talking about. But what it does do is it literally stops people in droves from creating their own global reset, from creating their own revalue, while there may be this other one coming along the way. If that's going to happen, that's going to come. But you got to create along the way. That is
your
not
own
a good
revalue.
Thing.
Create
there's
your
people,
own revalue.
There's people literally. There's literally. We get emails on it on the show. There's people getting
heart attacks.
They're dying. There are extreme sicknesses because they're like, oh, wasn't this supposed to happen last month? Wasn't this supposed to do this last year? Okay, and I'm like, hey, you know what?
Every time when people do that, they give away their power. And that's a clear indication. As soon as you listen to a date or an event that's going to occur, we know that all the systems and the structures in the world where Satan, you used that word earlier, has been infiltrated. We could call it reptilian. We could call it whatever. But all the systems that are no longer sustainable, we know they are coming down.
Yeah.
And we know that we're building up the new systems. So it's good for you guys now here to build up the wealth, the sustainability, the business sustainability, the health sustainability, and focus your energy there and focus on your cultivating your own inner peace and work on that so that as these systems are all falling down, you know, being reworked, this is why we came, to have the new systems that can sustain us, that can be in integrity with the honor of who it is that we are.
Yeah, 100%. It's ours. Like you said, it's our, what do you say, divine birthright?
Birthright.
Yeah, like that. Like how you, that's good. So,
it is.
But that's true. And again, you know, I want to just really, I mean, I hope this grabs people here that realize that they will shake up and wake up for real and just like stop it now. Like stop it. Wake up, splash some water in your face, whatever you got to do to wake up right now. Don't keep going because what's happening now is energies are so strong. Manifestation is so strong that manifestation can go in both ways though now. You know what I mean? So people, when they think of really negative, weird, whacked out thoughts,
can't afford to pay my bills.
They're getting a lot of that faster than they ever did before. People who are saying, hey, this is really cool. I'm making a lot. Then they're getting a lot of that. So just really be very, very clear and really step up to your game. And the only way to do that, gosh, Cornelia, the way we find out how to do it to really try to show an example is like doing these shows. Because this right here, again, is just because as we're talking right now, we're seeing for us, I don't know what you think, but I mean, this is for me, but it's like, is that we're seeing for us, it's manifestation as we do it. You know what I mean? We're manifesting as we're talking. We're talking about our
journey. We're speaking it into being.
We're speaking into beings. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, well said. Yeah. Thank you for that. Thanks for the help.
And but, you know, so what are we doing? So that's the other thing. So while people, you know, cause you can have the thought, I can't afford to pay my bills, or you can have the thought that I'm creating my sustainable life, I'm creating my sustainable business, I'm into wealth creation, and I'm focusing my energy there. And then you got 24 hours and then get to it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you got it. Mm-hmm. You get into a really great critical thinking mode.
Yep.
You do. Your mind thinks at a very different thing. And especially when you're there, again, like speaking of the show again, especially because there we know that when we're doing this, we don't have time to lick our wounds. Mm-hmm. We don't have time to be able to publicly do whatever this, this sucks, whatever. We don't have time. We can't even get there. We got to put on the best of, we got to give our energy. We got to give it all we got. All we got, right? And that's our responsibility. That's our job at that moment. And then we give it all that. That's what you do. You get to a high vibe level, you know, and you bring it out there. And that's how you manifest.
The other thing too is, I don't have the time, the energy, or the want really to have meaningless conversations with people, even including my closest friends.
Yeah, surface, everything on the top. It's like just on the top. It's like, that's so boring, isn't it?
It's so boring, which is why I don't talk to a lot of my friends, right?
Yeah.
But that's okay, because along the way, we've made new friends, or what we would call our soul family.
Yes.
Right? And I'll still always have my friends that I grew up with, you know, because I love them. And likewise, you know, the feeling is mutual. But the conversations are very, very different, more 99.999% of the time I'm listening to their life, which is okay, because they don't want to hear what's going on with my life because they don't understand it, right? And a lot of times when you're talking to people that are not, let's say, your soul family that understand you, these people are at a very different vibration. And when they see that you're going up and they're not going up, your conversation with them now becomes less and less, because water seeks its own level.
Yeah.
Right. So when you're feeling great and you're feeling prosperous and they're not going to be calling you very frequently because they don't want to hear it.
And this has nothing to do with lack of compassion or anything like that. This is about really, listen, lead, follower, get out of the way. It's the world we live in right now. Spiritual survival of the fittest is really where we're at right now. So you got to be able to do that. I know when people call me, I'll share them. They'll start to lay out their stuff and I'll be like, look, I'm just not that guy, but I got some great people that were on the show that'll help you. You know,
exactly.
I'm not that guy for you to do dump on that. I just, you know,
yeah, because there is a time to do that type of work, that deep spiritual inner work. If those are the wounds, if that's the areas where you need to work, you can, you know, help them get to a facilitator that's going to help them, you know, go through that process, right?
Exactly.
But I know the guy. I'm not the guy, but I know the guy. That's what.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously, that's what you got to do. That
you find your conversations shifting dramatically.
You know, and the other thing too is that people have a lot of guilt about when they think about soul families or soul clusters. Cornelia, you don't. When you think about, I'm getting a family. I know people have a hard time admitting that because they're like, well, I already kind of got a family, and that makes me feel weird. It's not the same. These are just words we're playing on right now. Family. You got one family that's there. For most people, if you hit rock bottom, maybe they'll catch it, right? But then there's another family that you're tended to grow with. It's just, this is existence. We're acknowledging that we have two families. One is our, you know, whatever, our lineage family. Then there's the other ones that are our soul family, which is now grabs us at this time in our lives. If we're aware of them, they grab onto us, or we grab onto them, and then we go to another evolution together, ascension, you can call it whatever that word is. But that's what they're here to help us with. So you got to be aware of who your soul sisters and brothers are.
Yeah, really? That's why I was looking so forward to having this conversation with you today and meeting you guys, because it's nice to know that we're working together on the front lines and that we are, you know, we've got our swords of truth and we've got our boundaries and we know what we stand for. We know what we stand for because we show up in it all the time, and we're dedicated and committed to that, and everything else has to go.
100%.
Exactly. That's really what it boils down to.
It really has to go. Yeah.
You know, and everything else, this is where we really have to stand so strong in our light. One of the things I wrote down this morning that I really wanted to bring to is, you know, because we talked about the dark, we talked about the false light. And so, you know, what all of that means. And then when people, you know, when people get exposed to that paradigm, that's really going to shift everything, where the things that you've been exposed to and what you've seen, the things I've been exposed to and what I've seen, the darkest crimes of humanity that we had to face and sit with and be with. And then when we see that, and then when we come back and also see and own our light, so that we have owning our light, knowing what our light is. And then at the same time, we've seen the darkness. We know what that all is. And then we integrate those polar opposites together and become that new divine human, that integrated human. So, you know, what does it mean to you to own your light?
Everything.
Yeah, it is everything.
There's nothing else I'm interested in, to be honest with you.
But for you to own your light, you got to understand the dark. And that's another thing. You have to, you can't own your light if you don't understand how someone else can, you can't. It's just impossible.
If you don't own your own light, how are you going to help anyone else?
Yeah.
You have to own it yourself. You have to understand it yourself. And then you could start helping others.
Yes. And so when we own our light, you know, when we can really sit with our light and be with our light and own our light and can define it, know what it means to us, then when you are witnessing a dark moment or dark emotions or trauma or whatever, you're being present with that light. It's almost like God meeting the devil again. Kind of energy, right? It's like, okay, here, you know, the light and the dark, the spiritual war that is going on this planet and has been going on the planet for thousands of years, and that now God's here, source is here, light is here to take the planet back for the first time ever, heaven on earth, 5D. It's this. You guys are going to love this.
Oh, that's awesome.
With the 11, a prophetic. It's awesome.
It's 5D or bust.
Yeah, I got you.
That is
I got
you. It's totally it.
That's really it. Hey, and you know what?
Nothing's stopping this train.
When you're aware, people got to understand to build your light, because it's like a process, right? You know, you build it, you're aware of it, right? But when you look and you're aware of what the dark entities are, the negative forces that screw up and cause havoc in your life, and you're aware of them, then your light starts to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, because you're working it like a muscle. But if you're not aware of it, it's going to get weaker and weaker and weaker until it eventually zaps the life out of you. The light out of you.
I think that's part of the false light in the New Age community. You know, when I talked about earlier, the butterflies, the oracle cards, that was all a nice part of the process. But then when I was exposed to the paradigm that really shifted me, I had to, that was a lot to take in. And that was back in 2011 when I was there. And it took a while to sit with that, because it's like what you thought on a spiritual sense was true really wasn't. And it was like, wow, how can that
Everything has.
Exactly. That's a mental process. It's a lot to digest, to come to terms with everything that we believe to be true has literally been inverted. It's the exact opposite. And again, that takes time. It takes time to process all that.
Yeah.
You know,
Go ahead, Jay.
I think just discernment. I mean, so I think real religion is, or faith or whatever, is understanding discernment, because you got one side, organized religion, that's saying they're, you know, for the most part, you see a lot of the, you know, cliches of judgmental, making you feel bad or whatever, as an organized groups, if you would. Then you got the other side, which is extreme opposite, which is like, you know, hey, don't do that. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. Kumbaya, right? And, you know, let's anti this, anti that. So you got the two sides here. So you got to come take a bit from, you know, the good stuff out of each one and figure out how to use discernment with both of that. So it's understanding all that together, coming in the middle somehow. If you do that, you got a good shot. You know, you got a good shot,
because
energy's in your favor. It's where it balances. But you got to take, you can't just throw out religion all the way, because there's some good things and teachings in there. You know what I mean? You can't just throw it away the other way, but it's like you can't be really just go crazy you know, one or the other and just be like,
yeah, you know what I feel about that whole piece? Like, I love seeing someone totally in their spirit and totally in love with God and totally in love with their passion, and they're in their religion, they're in it, they're totally loving it, whatever that may be, but they're owning it. They're owning it all the way. And that's the part that we're talking about. Like you were talking earlier, April, where you were saying that you were, you know, dabbling in all the different, you were born and raised a Catholic. I was too. So I could relate. And then, you know, I was always looking for God in that system, in whatever that religion or system was, the Kingdom Hall. And, you know, I was always looking outside of myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Outside of myself, and that's when my paradigm shifted back in 1993, when I discovered, you know, because I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, but I was ready to surrender my life for it and wanted to commit suicide. I had that suicide ideation my entire life until that time, and then that everything shifted from that point of view. So that's why I know that suicide, the people that so many people nowadays. So if we're looking at even what took place over this last year, 2020, and how many people are suffering from suicidal thoughts and wanting a way out, I want to remind everybody that you can overcome this, and that what it is really that you want out from, you want to be free from the pain. Mm-hmm. And so usually, you know, that's when people are, because they want to kill the pain, not kill themselves, because really, I really don't believe that it's human nature that we want to harm ourselves.
Exactly.
That's the last thing that you want to do. You want to kill the pain. And so then there is, you know, light at the end of that tunnel too. And that's why I can tell you that suicide can be overcome. And there's so many people right now that are suffering from this as well. And there's all the support, there's so much support, you guys. There's so much support, so many resources out there. You know, looking at everything that's there for you. I mean, look at this, you guys. When we first started this a decade ago, you know, like 2010, 2011, we didn't have the resources that are available today. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't have what
telephone book.
Yeah. You know, we didn't have that. I mean, and then even go back 10 years before then, you know, so on an evolutionary scale, seeing how far we've come and how much light has spread all over this planet. And so now it's like, you know, we are here at this time and we're living already in the fifth dimensional energy. And it's not someplace you have to say, when will we get there? Because I can ask April and Jay, are you there? And what are you going to say?
Yes. I'm here's my thought on that. Because I've given that 3D, 5D, so a lot of thought. And for me personally, I think it's more a consciousness than an actual place. Although sometimes a place too, yes, but it's more a consciousness because, like, for example, we live really in paradise. We live in Florida, right across the street from the beach, right? So we walk out the door every day and we're just like, wow, this is absolutely beautiful. We're so lucky to live here. And then you go over the bridge, which is only just a few miles away, and you see panhandlers and people on the corner and people that are suffering. But yet we're both living in this same location, but yet our consciousness levels are in totally diametric oppositions, right? So I believe that it's more of a state of consciousness than it is a physical place.
So it's also like I think you have to, like anything, I mean, getting kind of back to the dark and light conversation, Cornelia, I think it's a matter of just acknowledging both. And eventually, once you know both sides, the other side that you're actually striving for, i.e. 5D, if you would, is just going to become more and more available to you. So let's say, for example, you know, you're going to have these moments where you're in 3D and your job is to just realize that more and more and snap up to 5D. You know what I mean? And the better, and you'll get better and you'll get better and you'll get better and better at it. Or eventually you stay in a 5D consciousness for
or higher
most of the time. you know, because you're just aware of, I'm not going to feel like that again. I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to know that. I don't want to see that. You'll know. And that's where these things are very important for you to really not shut your eye or close down on it. That's how you, again, from what we've, you know, learned, again, I can only share with you our journey. That's all we got is to say that's what I think works for us, is really just understanding that, hey, we're 3D is always going to be there. We just, maybe it'll be there less as we start to get better at, you know what I mean?
You know, I agree so much with what both of you shared. And I love when you said, April, that it's a state of consciousness, and that really is the truth. Until we build, until we build our new. And so, but first, it all has to do with our consciousness, which is why we're doing these shows, which is why we're having these conversations, which is why we support each other in this way, is to raise our consciousness, to raise our vibration. If you were to take a piece of paper and a pen and, you know, put a line down and then across write 3D and 5D, and then in the 3D, you know, we can put fear, control, manipulation, war, you know, we can put all of the things, poverty, in the 3D. And then in the 5D, we can put bliss, harmony, joy, fun, abundance, prosperity, right? And then you can ask yourself, where do I live most of the time?
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
You know? Very simple. Very simple. Very simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love the 5D as a state of consciousness, because this is also what it means to me in living heaven on earth. That's why I can say to you, it's already here, because in my consciousness, that's where I am.
You know, that's so true, Cornelia. And it just, I like ding, 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 as soon as you said something, because whether or not in our human brain that we have made this 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D, when really it's probably unlimited, right? But if in our human mind that we feel like we need to change our lifestyle to get to 3D to 4D, and then we have to even improve from 4D to get to 5D, then if that's how we have to process it, what's wrong with that? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If that's what it takes for our human mind to process it, to be able to ascend to these types of levels, then, you know, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it. I like to say, let's get it. So let's get our prosperity on. So Jay, why don't you tell us everything about the Ascended Master Store? Tell us about how to find you guys. You know, send us over there.
Cool. Thank you. Much love for that intro on that one. So the Ascended Master Store was a creation that was divinely inspired, Cornelia, because interviewing so many people, we just always were asked, like, hey, how do you find this person? How do you find that person? So we put together the Ascended Master Store, and it's a one-of-a-kind video directory where when someone goes on ascendedmasters.store, they're going to see things like sessions, products, services, books, entertainment, different categories that they're already looking at right now. So what we've done is we've taken out all the research for everybody. So all they got to do is click on one of these nice big blue tabs and whatever they're resonating with at that moment, they click on a video. Let's say they're looking for, you know, a session or something. They will click on that. They'll see the videos of the people that offer sessions, coaching, whatever. They'll click on that. They'll see one of us interviewing those people. It's very cool. And it,
mostly Jay.
Mostly me right now. But we're getting you there. Don't worry, darling. But what happens is that they see us interviewing these people, and then they get a vibe. They like, just like how people are getting a vibe out of this conversation, they're going to get a vibe of that. And what I'm asking the Ascended Master is this: who are you? What is your gift that you're bringing to the planet here for us? How are you going to benefit these people, and where can they get a hold of you? Because that's really what people want to know, right? So we bring that right down there. The people hit play within 5 to 7 minutes. They're going to know, hey, this person's for me. They fit into my plans, or they don't. And they can just keep going down like that. So that's the experience they're going to get at the Ascended Master Store right now.
Yeah, and you also have courses there that you personally, things that you and April have created over the years, right? With your entrepreneurial, with your businesses that you had. So you've got those there as well, right?
Yeah, those are.
Well, can I share something with you real quick?
Oh, sure. Is that your dog in the background wanting to get out?
Yes, we have three and they just got a bath. So they're like, oh, trying to shake it all off.
So cute. That's what it's like living in the 5D. You got the dog.
Exactly. Shake it off. So those courses, the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches and Secrets to Interview Riches, they are a compilation really of everything that Jay and I have learned in the past 10 years. And ironically, or interestingly, I should say, for the past 10 years, we have done everything mentally, physically, spiritually, financially to try to create these courses. I've taken every course under the sun to learn how to create a course, right, throughout the years, and we were never able to snap it together. And just recently, like literally the past 2 or 3 months, because all the energies have shifted, our mindset has shifted. And we just said, we're just going to, this is it. We're done trying to figure out how to do it because it's taken us years and we never figured out how to do it. And then we're just going to sit down today and we are going to get this done. I thought it was the craziest thing ever. And lo and behold, we literally had both of the courses developed in less than 7 days. After 10 years of trying to figure out every which way possible to try to snap this product together.
So it was we got off of, okay, well, let's write a syllabus. Let's write this, let's this, and all the stuff that goes along with setting it up. They're like, this is too much. I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? It's out of control. Right. So instead of that, but we knew we had to, because a lot of people were asking us to. They ask us, and with the show and everything, it's just hard to get to people. So we said, hey, you know what? Let's help them this way. So we created two courses, Secrets to Broadcasting Riches, which teaches people the exact formula, mind, body, spirit, that we use to create a successful broadcast and what we do there. And then we have the Secrets to Interview Riches for those people that are saying, I got a book, I'm a coach, I got a product, whatever that may be, and I got to get interviewed on shows like yours or shows like, you know, Coralino, Stephanie, and get promote myself that way. How you are able to communicate your stuff that you do on someone else's show, because you really just got one chance, right, to make sure you make an impact with that person's audience. And so we created it from both sides of that. So those courses they can find on ascendedmasters.store and also spirituallyraw.live are where people watch our videos there, Cornelia.
Good. It's such an honor and a pleasure. I'm so excited that we met and that we aligned now and that we're together in our soul family. I look forward to doing many things with you guys and having you on again and coming on your show as well. And then I know I'm going to be putting something into the Ascended Master store over there. So I'm excited about that. But I want to ask you guys. So April, what's your astrological sign?
I'm a Leo.
She's fire. And who are you?
He just figured it out.
I'm all Leo.
I'm May 21st, so I think it's Taurus and Gemini. So it's right on that.
Okay, so you've got the earth and you've got the air. So you've got, and that's really good for the fire. So that's, I was curious about that. I love the dynamic between you two. Lots of fun, lots of passion, lots of joy, lots of hard work. I know it hasn't been easy, but you guys are rocking it. And I really appreciate you coming on. And thank you so much for everything you're doing in the world.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you for introducing us to your audience. We appreciate that.
Thank you. See you guys, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.